The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House, fine Austrian dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you have made the choice to hang out with us on your way home this afternoon. With us in studio, good friend. We have known each other for some time. And when I saw this pop up not too long ago, I said, ooh, let's see if we can't get Suzanne Hull in here. She would be better known as the Get It Done Girl. And see whether or not she would like to talk about this special event that's coming real soon. It's kind of a preview of something that happens next year. Welcome back to the News Hour. Good to see
you. Thank you so much for having me.
So, how you been?
Great. Business has been great. And started a nonprofit last year with a couple of other people, and we're really excited. It's really taking off.
Yeah. What do you call this?
It's called Christkindlmarkt, Des Moines.
Christkindlmarkt.
Very good. The event itself, bitte, again, German pronunciation, but we're producing this event, Christkindlmarkt Des Moines, in Des Moines, December 2nd through the 4th, 2016. It is not this year.
Okay, it's not
it
this year.
It is next year.
And
it's but we are hosting an open house at Jasper Winery on December 5th from 1 to 3, so people can come. Meet the board, meet the event planning committee, drink some Glühwein, which is very traditional, warm mulled beverage, mulled wine that's traditionally served at Christmas markets around the world.
Do you prefer which Glühwein?
Which Glühwein? Yeah, which one do I prefer?
Well, there's a cherry Glühwein that we have.
Okay.
And then there's a more traditional, I don't know, apple, is it? No.
I prefer Glühwein. I think all of them are amazing.
It doesn't matter.
Usually it's a bottle of wine, some mulling spices, and hopefully some oranges and lemons in there to brighten it up.
Kind of think sangria, only much warmer.
And maybe a little sweeter. Yeah. Again, traditional drinks served at Christmas markets around the world. Sure. Jasper Winery is going to make up a couple batches for us. And Strudel House is also going to be providing some apple strudel for us to get into the holiday spirit with.
Of course, you have to have the Strudel House involved.
I mean, of course.
The only Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar anywhere.
It's a perfect fit for what we're trying to do.
So tell us, what is this nonprofit all about?
Sure. The Des Moines European Heritage Association was, we got our tax exempt status earlier this year. That was a bit of a process. We worked with the Drake Legal Clinic, which is a great organization to work with to help get nonprofits off the ground. And we serve as a platform for cultural groups, for individuals who want to reconnect with their heritage, reconnect with their roots. Also for individuals not really that engaged with their roots or European heritage and want to learn more. Maybe it's language education that they're interested in, cultural events, but really serving as a platform to produce these kinds of events to meet the needs of those groups.
Have you seen, and when you're talking about cultural and heritage, there's this great, great ad. I think it's for Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that, where the guy says, you know, for years and years and years, my family talked about my German heritage, and I had Lederhosen, and I was, you know, I was all into this whole German thing, and then I had my DNA tested, and come to find out, we're really Scottish.
Oh, no. He'll have to switch for a kilt.
Yeah, and he does. At the end, he's wearing a kilt, of course. But, you know, this whole cultural identity is really interesting from the standpoint that so many of us, or so many people out there, not us, so many people out there talk about, well, you must be an American. You've got to learn the language, and you've got to find the culture and all these other things. But at the same time, there's a real call to try to reconnect with our cultural and heritage roots, correct?
Yeah, and I think that reconnection comes from, you know, 150 years ago, Europeans were the first ones to settle Iowa. So that's my interest in reconnecting. But my family in Wisconsin, they were told to discontinue
speaking the language.
That time in our history where you did not want to associate with your European heritage and culture. And we're also to that point in our history where people my age and older, they've traveled. They've seen what other cultures are like. And so they're not only wanting to reconnect, but to also create and foster these types of events and outreaches here in Des Moines.
Absolutely. And one of the things about, because we all like to eat, some of us like to eat maybe more than others, but we all like to eat. And we had Chef Michael Leo last week talking about, he was just got back from Austria and he was in Tuscany, you know, and then he came back, opened back up with the Strudel House. He was gone for 10 days. I don't know how you do that, but, you know, I couldn't do it, but Michael can.
He's European.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's,
exactly.
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. And he was talking about just the simple act of dining out, how different it is culturally there versus here. It really is.
It is definitely there. It's, well, it could, yeah, there it's an experience. It's with friends and you catch up and you chat and you have the table for the evening.
Right.
And here it's a transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know he's trying, and several other of our friends, David Baruthio from Brew 66, and this weekend, this Friday, now Prime Land and Sea, he's really attempting to bring that European influence back to the dining tables in restaurants where you can enjoy and languish and have conversation.
That's very exciting
to
have here in Des Moines.
So when you're talking about European heritage through your group, these are the kinds of things that you would discuss, among other things, such as where you come from and what traditions you might have and what customs?
Well, we're in the process of putting together a slate of events for 2016. Chris Kindle Market was really the starting point for the nonprofit.
Really?
Yes, it really started as a dream of mine.
Backwards a little bit. Yeah.
Well, backwards. I don't know how much time we have, but I was part of the Leadership Institute, the Greater Des Moines Leadership Institute, in 2013. Part of our class project was to, as a small group, put together a presentation on what Des Moines needed, what we felt Des Moines lacked. And I talked my group into a Chris Kindle Market. We put together a Pachakcha presentation. Due to a winter storm, we couldn't deliver. Went through a whole season of Christmas markets on Facebook that I was becoming very nostalgic about. Come back to January 2014 and I couldn't sleep. It needed to happen. And so I began researching if I could do it. Made a call out to Stammtisch Des Moines German Club to see if there was interest in helping support this kind of event. About 6 months later, we realized we needed to start a nonprofit. Worked with the Drake Legal Clinic to kind of get that started.
And here we are.
So your question about the programming and how we're going to live our mission, we are working on that and putting together a slate of events and reaching out to certain organizations to be involved for 2016, with the final moment, the culmination of that year being the Chris Kindle Market Des Moines in 2016.
All right. So before we get to 2016, of course, we've got to finish out 2015, and you have this event at the Jasper Winery on the 5th?
Yes, December 5th, 1 to 3 at Jasper Winery.
How do people, do they register? What goes on?
We'd love it. We'd love it if you'd indicate your availability on our Facebook fan page, Chris Kindle Market Des Moines on Facebook. Otherwise, please just show up.
And have fun.
Have a great time. And open ears, have some Glühwein, and take a break from your holiday shopping.
All right. Thank you so much. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. What is now?
Abend is more night, so I think we're still in the Guten Tag phase of the day.
Yeah. But soon, though.
Soon it will be Guten Abend.
Yeah. And then we'll all say goodnight. Thank you so much,
Thank
Suzanne.
Thank you.
Suzanne Hall, ladies and gentlemen. The event is on the 5th day of December. It's at the Jasper Winery, and you can find, we'll have all of the links on our podcast page so that you can click and go and register. We're going to step aside real quick. We're going to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. Also, the Iowa 25 and then the commodity report. That's just ahead of our time with SBA Director Jane Armstrong, Small Business Association and Administration in the House. Coming up next on the NewsHour.
Searching on a one-way.